More than 1 million North Carolinians have voted during the first 5 days of early voting in the state. That's more than 14% of all registered voters in the state. BPR checked in on the early voting site on the Cullowhee campus of Western Carolina University. More than 4,000 ballots have been cast in Jackson County during early voting. The polling place in the University Center is one of 5 in the county.
Right now it's pretty slow.
That's Nate Hadley, editor-in-chief of the Western Carolina Journalist, WCU's student news service, speaking Monday afternoon.
I went in and I checked, and right now we're up to 732 people that have voted at this location.
He's been keeping an eye on the polling place since early voting started last Thursday. He says that there's been a mixture of the Jackson County community and students voting on campus.
Well, in the mornings we've been getting some little rushes, probably for people getting ready to go in before they go to work. The lines, even in the mornings, don't get much longer than 20 to 30 people that are voting at a time at most.
Hadley says he hasn't seen any groups breaking campaigning rules by being too close to the polling place or bothering voters.
Intimidation hasn't really been something that has been a problem this year, I would say.
One change this year has been the COVID-19 precautions. Hadley says there are clear barriers set up to keep poll workers safe and social distancing measures in place for those voting. He says the majority of voters have also been wearing face coverings. On campus, Hadley says students have been more cautious as well.
This past week, we had a bit of an increase in cases, so I feel like people started to take a little bit more of a step back than what we had been before.
There were 16 new student cases last Friday, which brings the total to 189 student cases since July, according to the campus dashboard. As for his own voting plan, Hadley says he's already turned in his absentee ballot. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.